What does it look like to become like Jesus? What does it look like when your heart is in the process of being transformed? I have come to believe that one major characteristic of those who are being sanctified by the Holy Spirit is the supernatural power to keep your eyes fixed on Christ when your world is crashing down around you. Whether it is your inner world or the world all around, the ability to cling to God no matter what is a powerful witness to all around us. Physical pain, grief, loneliness, depression, worry, fear. There is so much that could swamp us in our life with God. I am learning that being still before God, practicing the disciplines of silence and solitude, is one of the most important ways that we can open up space to allow the Holy Spirit to change us. I hope to write more about that soon, but I wanted simply to write today about the idea that God can so surround us with Himself that nothing else can devastate us. I don't mean that we won't feel negative emotions such as fear or sadness or even despair, but that we will still be able to hope regardless of our inner and outer circumstances. Gregory Boyle in Tattoos of the Heart says, quote, "In the monastic tradition, the highest form of sanctity is to live in hell and not lose hope," end quote. Hope. To know that God is with you, even when you don't see Him. To know that in the end, everything will be okay, even if the end is not in sight. To know that below all of the hurt and pain, underneath all of the heartache and sorrow, there lies the incomprehensible and immovable peace and joy of Jesus. Hope. May God grant you the ability to hold on to hope no matter what happens to you this week. Blessings.